الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding your faith that you practice. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you along with paper, pencil, pen, or some form of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Now, this class also is about telling you about the Islamic faith and perhaps bring about some positive change in the world around us. Today's topic or today's subject will be on or about having best of character, having a good character, or being a good person. This society and most societies is rapidly going downhill on a daily basis, almost an hourly basis. We see around us our society going downhill. There's an increase in murders, increase in people hating each other just because they look different from someone else. We have corrupt behavior is present in music, movies, TV. In the media, social media, we saw all kinds of corrupt behavior. We must keep up with showing our society that good and what good looks like. Society is starting to lose more and more what good looks like. So what's happening now is that bad is looking good and good is looking bad. We oftentimes look at leadership as a role model. They may lie to us or only want to enrich their friends and their families. And their corrupt behavior jumps out at us like a hungry lion and grabs us by our necks and refuses to let go. Many sports figures are the same. Many times we are let down and disappointed because they fail us as role models because of their bad behavior or bad character. We also see daily bad or corrupt behavior. Oftentimes, we cannot believe what we are hearing or what we are seeing. If you are one who has a bad character or you know someone who has a bad character, then today's class, today's subject is definitely for you. And if you know that bad character person, invite them to the class right now. Call them up, hit them up on Facebook, wherever way you need to hit them up, and let them know that they need to listen to what I am about to say. Because perhaps what I'm about to say will change their life forever. Take them from being and having a bad character to being good or having a good character. Because we all want to be around a person whose character is good, not whose character is bad or their behavior is bad. Because sooner or later, although you watch them do this kind of behavior, a bad action towards someone else, perhaps one day it will be your turn. What I mean by that, it would be your turn for them to act corrupt towards you, for them to act badly towards you. Sometimes, and Allah knows best, it's just a matter of time before you are next in terms of them focusing on you, targeting you, and you will be the recipient of their bad behavior or their bad character. So before that happens, then let's go about the business of changing the way they conduct themselves. So call them up. I was trying to give you some time to give them a call. Call them up or give them an email blast, those you know that needs to listen to what I'm saying. And perhaps they will appreciate what I'm saying and the fact that you call them because you love them and you want them to change the way that they are. Now, I also always ask you to have your Quran with you. Quran is the last revelation sent to mankind by Allah. He sent down the Torah, the Injil, or the Bible, and also he sent down Quran, which is the last revelation to guide mankind towards the straight path or back onto the right path towards Allah, which Allah is just basically Almighty God. And so hopefully you have your Quran with you. And at this point, we're going to open it up to chapter 13, verse 11. Again, chapter 13 in your Quran, verse 11. And we're going to go to really kind of the middle or near the end of verse 11. We won't read the whole thing. And I'm just going to read it in English because sometimes I read in Arabic, but I'm only going to read it in English right now. It says, "Verily, Allah will not change the good condition of a people as long as they do not change their state of goodness themselves." Basically, it is saying here is that we are made to be good, but we are the ones who change ourselves to being bad and having a bad character. We are the ones who lie. We are the ones who cheat. And the one who act in a corrupt and immoral way. And so we are the ones, when we are born pure. We are born good. We are born with good behavior and good character. But as we move through life, we change that good behavior, that innocence, to bad behavior and not being innocent. Please keep in mind, my students, it is not too late for any one of you or us to change our present bad behavior into a future good behavior. It's not too late. As long as we or you have breath in your body, change is possible. So don't think that you're sitting in jail someplace and that you can't change. Or because you did a bad act last night that you can't change. Or you even thinking about doing a bad act. You're sitting right there getting ready to do something that is bad. That you can't turn around and change. That premeditated thing you're thinking about going out and doing, that you have the possibility of changing. It's not too late, particularly if you haven't done this thing. It is not too late to change your life. As long as you have breath in your body, it is not too late. So don't convince yourself or have others convince you that it is too late for you. It is not. Don't listen to them. It is not too late for you. Listen to me and not to them. It is not too late for you at all. Because Allah, Almighty God, if we have sins like the foam of the ocean, Allah will forgive us. Or as high as the mountains, Allah will forgive us. It doesn't matter how many sins or how much sins we do, Allah will forgive us. But then there's condition with that. And that is that we don't continue to do those sins. And that we immediately stop doing those sins. And that we feel sorrow and remorseful about the sins that we committed. That don't mean like when people drink, they're going to drink and they get high and they get drunk and then they get a headache the next day or a hangover. And then they say, "Oh Allah, oh God, get me through this. I won't do it again." Okay, Allah relieve you and get you through it. But the next thing you know is that you are relieved from the headache, you do the same thing all over again. That's not repentance. That's not showing Allah that you truly appreciate Him getting you through what you were going through. And you made the promise and the oath, "Oh Lord, get me through this." And basically, I promise I will not do it again. And then you turn around and do it again. And so really you were not sincere. Allah was sincere in relieving you of your burden or whatever you're going through, but you weren't sincere. On the other side, you weren't sincere about what you promised to do if he relieved you or whatever you're going through and the stress that you're going through. Again, as long as you have breath in your body, as long as we have breath in our body, change is possible. So let's look at good character through Islamic eyes. It was reported by one of the Prophet's companions, and he said that the Prophet, may peace and blessed be upon him, he said, "I was sent to perfect good character." This was one of the reasons that the Prophet, peace and blessed be upon him, was sent to mankind, to encourage us to have good character. Allah sent many, many, many messengers and prophets to mankind to warn them. And warn them that, look, you just went off the rap, right? Off the path towards Allah. So these are the things you need to do to get back on the path. Allah, they've been doing it over and over from Adam until the last man, is that he is forgiving God and he's forgive us and gives us the opportunity to straighten ourselves out. And so he sent these messengers and prophets, people from amongst us, to straighten us out. And now the last and final messenger sent to mankind was Prophet Muhammad, son of Abdullah. He said he was the last prophet or messenger sent to mankind to warn us, because after Prophet Muhammad, there will be no other prophets, and there are no other prophets. Anyone that say that they are a prophet, they are a liar. There are no prophets after Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, and he is here to perfect our character and put us back on the right path. Again, he said the best of he was brought to us. He was sent to us, meaning all of mankind, to perfect our character, to make our characters perfect. Also the prophet, he said, the best of you is the one who has the best character. Each and every one of us want to have the best character, not just a Muslim. I'm just telling you what Muslims do and what Muslims are supposed to do and the character that a Muslim or Muslims are supposed to have, are encouraged to have, or mandated to have. Maybe some will go off and don't do the right thing. That's on them. But I'm just telling you, the basic thing, the baseline for a Muslim is that they or we are to have the best character. And I encourage you to go to the mosque and find out more about Islam and the character of a Muslim. I'm not telling you go there and embrace Islam. That would be up to you to decide, yes, this is for me. I'm just saying, if you want to know more about Islam, then visit a local masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, and located all over Baltimore City and throughout the world. And we have almost 2 billion Muslims throughout the world. So you visit a neighborhood masjid and you ask about the character of a Muslim. Ask about Prophet Muhammad. Ask about the Quran. Ask whatever question that you want to answer. And hopefully they will be able to answer the question immediately for you, or try to research the answer for you. And the prophet, he said, the best of you is the one who has the best character. Now listen to this. It was also said by the prophet, he said, so I tell you about who among you I love the most, and the one who will be seated closest to me on the day of rising, meaning the day of judgment. The prophet was, the people were silent. So he repeated that two or three times. Then the people said, yes, messenger of Allah. He said, the one among you with the best character. So if we, particularly as Muslims, we want to be closest to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, and the one that he loves the most, and will this the one that will be closest to him on the day of judgment, this is the person who has the best character. So when you hear in the news, if it's true or not, that a Muslim is doing something that is wrong, this is not the best character to have. if allegedly he or she are beating up someone or killing people, allegedly, because sometimes they say that Muslims are doing things and they're not a Muslim that doing it. They just blame on the Muslim so that you can have in your mind that a Muslim did such and such a thing. Where if you really do your research, you find out, no, it was not a Muslim that did this. It was someone else that did this particular act or whatever act that it would be. But a Muslim is supposed to have the best character. We want, to the best of our ability, to be closest to the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, on the day of rising, meaning the day of judgment, where everyone will be judged according to their bad deeds, and the good deeds will be on the good and their bad deeds. When the good deeds were put on the scale, and the bad to be put on the scale, as I said before, and their good deeds outweigh their bad deeds, they go to paradise. And if their bad deeds outweigh their good deeds, they go to the hellfire. With Islam, it's just cut and dry. Either you're going to the hellfire or you're going to paradise. There's no in between for us as Muslims. It is also mentioned by the Prophet, may peace and blessing upon him. He said, and the people said, the Prophet, peace and blessing upon him, he never talked in an insulting manner, nor did he speak evil intentionally. He used to say, the most beloved to me amongst you is the one who has the best character and best manners. So we are supposed to follow the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, who never insult people nor spoke evil towards people. And then he also mentioned, the most beloved to me, meaning the most beloved to him amongst you, is the one who has the best character and, of course, good manners. And I want to move on. What are some of the rewards of having a good character? We all want to be around good character people. Who wants to always be around someone who is nasty and foul and does not have a good character? No one, for the most part, most people don't want to be around that kind of individual. Matter of fact, they try to avoid this individual. And so you have to think, well, are people trying to avoid me? Because maybe they are, because you are the one that has that bad character. So look around you and see how many people really try to avoid you because you're nasty, because you cheat people, because you lie, and because you do all the negative things. Who wants to be around you? So you need to change your behavior. Not that you want people to gather around you and praise you, but the thing is, something going on with you. Something's bad about you. And sometimes people may not even acknowledge or say to you. It's like there's some story about the emperor has no clothes. It's like someone needs to tell you that you have no clothes on, that you are a nasty person, that you are a lying person, that you are a cheating person, and no one wants to be around you. And so before someone approaches you and tells you that, you have the possibility of changing your behavior and changing your behavior right now, today. After I finish talking, and even while I'm talking, maybe you can make the intentions in yourself to say, man, I do want to change and be a better person, and not be a cheat, and not beat up people, and not rob people, and not lie to people. Maybe it's time for you to do some internal looking at yourself and do some internal changing of yourself. And so it's possible for you to do so as long as you have breath in your body. Now let me move on about the rewards of having a good character. The Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing upon him, he said, by his good character, a believer will attain the degree of one who prays during the night and fasts during the day. This is a big deal for the Muslim. Praying for us at least 5 times a day is a really big deal. Fasting as much as possible is a really big deal. And just for a person merely having good character, a good behavior, it's like praying and fasting. Also, the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, There is nothing heavier than good character put on the scale of a believer on a day of resurrection. And I mentioned this particular saying from the prophet Muhammad before. And that is, if you go on a day of judgment, go before Allah, and we have the scale before us, and our good and bad deeds are put on the scale, nothing will be heavier on the scale on that day, which will be good character. Having good manners, treating people well. None of us on that day want our scale to be light. None of us on that day want our good deeds to be lighter than our bad deeds. So make that change. And you can change right now, right here, today, at this time, before Allah takes your soul. Because after He takes your soul, at that point, it is too late. It is too late to make the necessary change that you need to make in order to be a better person, in order to get rid of bad behavior and have good behavior, get rid of bad character and have a good character. And so there is nothing heavier than good character put on the scale of a believer on a day of resurrection. Also, it is mentioned that the prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, I have heard of what someone said about the prophet. He said, I have heard that by his good character, a man can reach a degree of one who stands in prayer at night and the one who thirsty from fasting in the heat of the day. And this, as I mentioned before, about the importance in Islam of praying and fasting. And when a person has good character, he reaches that high degree as if he stood in prayer all night long, and then during the day he fasts all day and feel the thirst of fasting. This is the reward of a person who has a good character. It is also mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him. He mentioned, and I just want to read the last part of this, about people getting a place in paradise, having a home in paradise, having a palace in paradise, if you will. And he mentioned, he whose character is good will have one, meaning a house built for him, or a palace built for him, in its highest part of paradise. Just for having good character, a person will have a palace and paradise built for him in the highest part of paradise. Because our palace is not these little palaces here we have on earth. They're nothing. The palaces that we're talking about here is that, according to one explanation, is that they're 60 miles high and 60 miles wide, and they're made of pearl. And anyone going into paradise, they would know their home. They will automatically know, not they have to look at their address and say, okay, like, where's my address? I look like 2128 something. So you don't have to look for your address or look for your street. You would know where your house is and where your palace is in paradise. And for having good character, you will have built for you a palace in the highest place in paradise, just for merely having this good character and having good character. Also, it is mentioned that the prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, do you know the thing which most commonly brings people into paradise? It is fear of Allah and good character. Do you know what most commonly brings people into hell? It is the two hollow things, the mouth and the private parts. And so the prophet sort of told to the people and explained to the people that you want to know about the people of paradise. Then you're talking about the people who fear Allah and have good character. You want to know about the people in the hellfire? These are the ones that don't say the right things out of their mouths and don't use their private parts in the right way. meaning that they commit adultery and fornication and the like with their part or with their private parts. Or with their mouths, they lie to people and they say bad things to people and they cheat people and the like. And you know what people do, various bad things with their mouths, will create that bad character within them. Or their mouth express to others the bad character within that individual. Also, the prophet, he used to pray to Allah and make the supplication. He would say, "O Allah, as you have made my form beautiful, so make my character beautiful." Again, it says, "O Allah, as you have made my form beautiful, so make my character beautiful." We may know some people who outside are beautiful, but man, they have the worst of character, have the foulest of mouth, lie all the time, cheat all the time, but their exterior is beautiful, but the interior is terrible. It's the most ugly thing that you can ever imagine in a human being. And so the prophet, he prayed, "Oh Allah, yes, you have made me nice and beautiful on the outside, or handsome on the outside. My form is beautiful, so please make my character beautiful, my internal self beautiful, like you have made my outside beautiful." The Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him, he also said, "Amongst the Muslims, the most perfect as regard to his faith is the one whose character is excellent. And the best among you are those who treat their wives well." And I often mention, you probably say, "Oh, Imam, you always mention this thing about treating the women well." Yes, I'm going to mention over and over and over again until I get through certain people's skulls, thick skulls. This is how you treat a woman. This is how you treat the women. This is how you treat your wives. And the prophet, he said, "The most perfect as regards to his faith is the one whose character is excellent. And the best among you are those who treat their wives well." So that should be our goal, men. And women's goal too, to treat their husband well, sure. But I'm talking about to the men, that we treat our wives well. You want to have the best of character. And so a prophet, he mentioned this thing, "Among the Muslims, the most perfect as regards to his faith is the one whose character is excellent, and the best among you are those who treat their wives well." And so, my beautiful students, it's not too late. Yes, we do have breath in our body. You're listening to me, you're not dead. That means that you had the opportunity to change your character from having a bad character to having a good character, to being having bad behavior to having a good behavior. It is not too late. So my respected students, please, if you're a bad person, change it. It's not too late. And if you're a good person, continue to be good. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.